Governor Quinn for joining us today. I'd also like to add my gratitude to Chairman Kennedy's. As it's been stated, I had the pleasure of serving on the Governor's Innovation Council, and that effort is already beginning to transform our thinking. It is especially fitting that he joined us today because today our thoughts will really be talking about the future. It's framed by those great decisions in the past that we can reflect on today. The Governor's willingness to support the Blue Waters project is yet another example of how previous decisions really provide a competitive advantage for our state moving forward. I think it also reflects upon the decision about 10 years ago that I remind everyone that the state added economic development as a core mission of the University of Illinois. As you also hear, our experiences serving on the Governor's Innovation Council have had a profound effect on crafting a future emerging vision. UI Lab's vision builds upon the growing need for a new vehicle for the 21st century to support the translation of innovation into stronger economies and sustainable communities. This vision is based on the legacies of the University of Illinois and of the Bell Labs and provides an ecosystem that supports the concept of the future today. I'd also secondly like to say that this vision incorporates the views of many, both internally and externally. We have sought out diverse potential members of such an ecosystem in order to ensure that all the needs would be addressed. In particular, I'd like to acknowledge those who were willing to meet with our team, and Carolyn Nowinski and Dick Messenger, my office, are here today, and I'd like to acknowledge their contributions to this story. The vision that I will soon share is built upon these collective inputs. We have not asked these individuals to endorse this vision, but note that they have contributed towards our thinking in its development. As evident by this list, we have sought to listen and learn from many perspectives. Our intent was to incorporate diverse perspectives into a community consensus while evaluating best practices. Thus, this process has been to develop a vision based on many voices, perspectives, and needs. Hence, I am speaking for many this afternoon. I've organized my remarks into three components. First, to share this conceptualizing phase, then our approach to crafting a vision, and finally to close with some realization statements. Underpinning each of these phases is the notion that we are now in an era where new knowledge and ideas being generated by the university and other great leading research universities will be critical for sustaining our local, state, and national competitiveness. And as stated here from National Academies of Sciences, that the idea and the conclusion is that new knowledge and ideas emerging from university research are needed ever more by society today. In conceptualizing a need, there were many activities and events and experiences that have honed our thinking. From the Chicago Council's report addressing the need for Chicago to serve as a regional economic engine, to the Governor's Innovation Council, where the Governor himself has led the discussion on how to craft a vision moving forward, and we talk about connecting the dots, and I'll come back to that concept in a minute. To Chairman Kennedy's call to arms, if you remember, his impassioned statements about how would the University of Illinois lead the dialogue about creating a renewable innovation cycle of ideas, grants, and jobs. And if you remember my own report to the board at a retreat about the changing climate of federal funding going from individual grants to large block grants that require the interactions of not multi-discipline researchers, but multi-institutions, both in the private and public sector. And an ongoing list of how we need to begin to think differently in terms of working together. Quickly, it became very clear that the University of Illinois was an essential component for any path forward. As one of the world's greatest public research universities, coupled with its land-grant mission, we find ourselves in the epicenter of those various discussions. Our mission of learning and labor is even more relevant today than our founders would have felt at the beginning. Thus, we begin to address what I think is a UI mandate to lead, asking the question, how does the University of Illinois lead in connecting the dots between universities, governmental bodies, and the private sector to retain our talent, to support company formation and community sustainability, and enhance our competitiveness through innovation and creativity. We believe UI Labs is a new way of approaching translational research, education, and training.